We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
DJ is playing Let's Stay Together, and Newell was treated just now to the melodious strains of my cover of that song. Newell, did you enjoy it or not?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Every time is good and bad. All right, so we're waiting on the arrival of King Zulu.
The Zulu president just passed, and he got out the car, and they're going to be welcoming the Zulu royalty.
And we got another marching group coming by, it looks like, coming down the street. Do you see a float yet, Newell Norman?
This is the Zulu flag carriers and the banners of Zulu. Very colorful costumes, Tommy. A lot of different color feathers, grass skirts.
And it is so much better on a sunny day.
Oh, my God. This is incredible.
To see the sun bounce off of those colors and make them even more radiant. And I was out here about 2 years ago, I think it is, on a sunny day like this, and filled the phone with pictures before the parade was half over because it's all so colorful.
Well, I don't know about you, but it's warming up as well. I've already taken two layers off, and it's great. I mean, a nice cool breeze, not anything that's over the top. And here we go with the Zulu banner and the some of the Zulu officials carrying the proverbial coconuts.
You know what always amazes me, Newell? You see these elected officials here along the rail in the boxes, and they're so serious every day of the week other than today, and they're just like 14 years old today.
Absolutely stunning costumes, too. I mean, really beautiful headdresses, bright yellow, bright green, lime green, purple, pink, red, white.
Silver,
all of them. Probably about 200 to 300 in number, spread out for about a block and a half here.
Yeah, it looks like we're on the verge of something starting here.
I think the celebration has started. Got a jazz band in amongst them.
Man, I wonder who makes these costumes.
The costumes are absolutely incredible.
And that's why I filled up the phone. One of them is better than the other one. Or as good as the other one.
I'm trying to make out who's in the convertible there. It's one of the parade officials, Kazulu.
These costumes, man, they are truly amazing. Everybody wearing grass skirts, but...
Actually, this is the Zulu.
How are you? Happy Mardi Gras from Zulu.
Same to you, sir. Thank you.
We have the Zulu Grand Marshal, Norman Thomas, is here.
I can relax. I got the boss's coconut.
You got the boss's coconut?
Oh, man.
There you go, man.
The pressure is so intense. And she never requires me to do this. I just want to do it for her. And the boss is giving, boss, if you're listening, I got your coconut. So we can all relax now.
This is Zulu Grand Marshal Norman Thomas making his way in the first convertible. Got a jazz band following the car, dancing in the street, dancing in the stands, dancing all over the place, Tommy.
How you?
Tony.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras to the world, baby.
How's the walk been?
Oh, it's been beautiful. Beautiful day. The weather's good. Everything's great.
I got good for you. Mardi Gras less than a year away.
Let's go.
I hear you. Do it tomorrow. Well, maybe not tomorrow. You'd have to rest a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Work my way in here and see what's going on. Hey, what's the name of this group? Exactly, precise name of the group?
Zulu Tramps.
How'd you get to be in this part of it?
tried out for membership in May. This is my first year walking. First year as an associate member, I'm having a ball.
Is this based on, is this group based on dancing ability or length, like time?
Fun ability.
There you go. Well, you're in then, I guarantee you. Happy Mardi Gras to y'all.
Fun ability, no doubt, Tommy.
Huh?
Fun ability, no doubt.
Yes. This seems like some kind of escort, maybe. Who's in the convertible?
That's Norman Thomas, I believe, the Grand Marshal of Zulu.
And a man is saying, move out the way to the crew in front of him. Because I don't know if he's going to get out here or not. But he's directing traffic, I guarantee you that.
Well, the Grand... I've lost Tommy Tucker. He's down there amongst the costumes. I'm not sure where. There's feathers all over the place. Great scene here. I think Tommy's negotiating for another coconut down there. They're rubbing his head. What else are they doing down there, Tommy?
Well, somebody just rubbed my forehead. I don't know what all that's about, but... No, but you know, what's amazing is you might know people here. I'm sure you do know, but... And they come up and they say, hi, you don't know who they are. Because of the I don't want to bring that up either, but... How you? Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras, baby.
Representing McDonough 35, huh?
All day. Class of 2008.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thank you, babe.
See, there you go. Shout out to the high school.
A hodgepodge of different
Eagles.
Costumes in this group.
Hey, hang on. Ron Eagles, right?
Ron Eagles.
Give me a coconut.
Hey, what'd I tell you?
I knew I'd get one for that Ron Eagles shout out. Thank you, sir.
A choice not an echo.
All right, now I got two for the boss, so I'm okay.
Shameless. Shameless down there, Tommy Tucker, just negotiating
well, you know,
for coconuts.
Well, no, but I recognize. Everything here is high school. No, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's, where'd you go to school? And it could be a judge, and he'll say Jesuit, or, well, pretty much if it's a judge, he is going to say Jesuit. But that's not the point. That's not the point. Whenever you ask anybody, that's a test to see if they're from here or not. And it's, you know, the answer is high school. Newell, this started off cold, but it could not have turned into, and I guess it sounds stupid to say more perfect because, you know, well, I guess it's in the preamble of the Constitution, but it is a perfect day. I don't know what more you could ask for.
No,
it's
absolutely.
Not hot.
I mean, it really isn't. I mean, it's just absolutely stunning. The sun's out. It's so good to see the sun out. We hadn't seen the sun, you know, like this in several days. It was absolutely incredible that they were able to get all the parades in, thread the needle between the rainstorms this past weekend. And I know that everybody's probably just breathing a sigh of relief that today the weather's just phenomenal.
Cool enough to be a little bit refreshing. You're not hot. You're not sweating. But it is perfect. So they got a lot of floats coming up, wrecks, truck floats, everything else. If you've not made your way out yet, you still can.
I'm going to tell you what, I don't know about you, but in the last 10 minutes, the crowd is just, it's overwhelming now. Wall-to-wall people down here.
As it should be.
All right, Tommy, I think we're going to take a break at this point. Tom, seems like there's a little break in the parade.
Well, you know what? The mayor's behind you.
Oh, never mind. Let's do this. Mayor, how are you? Happy Mardi Gras. Mayor, I got to tell you, you look great on that horse.
Thank you so much. It was a beautiful ride.
Some of my fondest moments was horseback down here, going underneath the oak trees on St. Charles Avenue, and then going into the city is second to none.
Oh, you are exactly right. So refreshing. And the crowds are just beautiful.
So, Mayor, I know you ordered the weather up for today. You did a great job with that, too.
Thank you. I'll take that. I'll take that one.
So, Mayor, I know this is your first Mardi Gras under your administration. Some of your thoughts.
Well, first of all, it's a lot, right? It's an awesome responsibility. So while we're making sure that we're protecting and serving, of course, our residents and our visitors, it's also a good time to just build community, fellowship, love on one another, and support each other.
You know, Mayor, the other day I was watching the news, and I saw you down in the box, and you were dancing away, baby. It looked great.
Oh, no, thank you. That's a good way to spend time, you know, especially just staying focused even while you do it.
You know, you and your administration did a great job, I just said this, threading the needle, getting all of these parades through with the weather challenges that we had. You know, everyone seemed to have a safe parading this year. It was awesome.
No, Anua, I appreciate that. I really do, because coordination and effective communication was how we were able to do it, and with multiple agencies. That also included our crews, you know, of course, Homeland Security, even working with Fire Department, EMS, NOPD, but we all worked together, pulled together.
And when you think about the thousands upon thousands of people that ride in these parades, it's amazing to pull that off.
It really is, and I just have a better appreciation for the hardworking men and women at every level to make Mardi Gras a success.
And you know that I'm fond of the first responder community, and I always give them a shout out because they're tired. I know they're working until 2, 3 in the morning and up at 6 the next morning, starting all over again.
That's exactly right. I mean, if they go nonstop, and while they're doing it, they're giving it their all.
Absolutely. Yes. Mayor, thank you so much. Congratulations on your first Mardi Gras. You look beautiful.
Thank you so much.
All righty. That's Mayor LaToya Cantrell. We have
taking a break as the Booker T. Washington band goes
by. Tommy Tucker out on the street. Newell Norman up in the stands. We'll be right back. The Zulu Parade is here. Stay with us. We're back and King Zulu is here at Gallia Hall. The mayor is toasting the king at the present time.
Councilman Jared Brossette is with us as well. Council President Jason Williams. We have the Archbishop who is here, Gregory Lovewell, here. And I want to turn it over at this time to Councilman Banks.
George, as a member of the Zulu Associated Pleasure Club, as the chairman of the board of the Zulu Associated Pleasure Club, as the councilman of District B, this honor could not have been bestowed on a more fitting person. I am where I am because I stand on the shoulders of giants, and you are one of those giants. I thank you for all that you've done to this community. I thank you for the legacy that you are currently leaving. I thank you for all that you have done, and Zulu has done itself well by having you as the king. With that, I wish you a wonderful ride. I have the honor of being where you are. I know that there is no feeling like that. Being the king, being a big shot was a good thing, but being the king is a real great thing. So with that, my friend, happy
Mr. King, you have done so much for this city throughout the years. We are elected officials, and they call us public servants, but you are a true public servant. You have done so much for the city of New Orleans and so much for the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club throughout the years. It is only amazing and fitting that you reign on this beautiful day, and you look brilliant. I will continue to look up to you and try to emulate you for years to come. All hail.
We also have Councilman Joe Geruso, who is with us. And of course, we also have Gail Benson, who's joined us as well. We all salute you, King. Hail Zulu!
The mayor proposes the toast to King Zulu. King Zulu this year, George B. Rainey, and his queen, Kaylin Rainey.
New Orleans, state of Louisiana, and those that have come here from around the world, it is a pleasure to welcome you to Mardi Gras 2019 which I believe will go down as one of the greatest Mardi Gras that we've had in history. So many things that I can tell you that happened on the way to this particular day, but I'm not going to take the time to do it. But I will tell you one thing. I'm so glad that the mayor that we have today is such a beautiful woman, and I don't have the everyday man.
King, you're speaking my language now.
And with that, may I tell you, hail Mardi Gras, and have a good time. May God bless you.
Bless you too, King. And please accept the key to the city on behalf of all of our residents. We love you.
And ladies, first lady, we have a special coconut that was designed for you.
Just like that key.
King George Rainey makes a presentation of a special coconut to the mayor, LaToya Cantrell.
Oh, and unfortunately, somebody jumped in front of her and took it. Isn't that a
shameless, Tommy
yes.
Tucker, shameless.
Incredible. But it happens, you know. I mean, it happens.
It's a beautiful float. White, gold, green. Zulu warriors all around. Tommy, all the colors today have been just absolutely over the top incredible.
Yeah, you know, King Zulu, George Rainey, I don't know that much about him. I guess I should, but I don't. He seems like a tremendously nice man, very active in the community.
Absolutely. You could tell very humble. He's just taking in the experience. They're trying to get him back in his throne now as the queen now approaches Gallier Hall.
Two jaguars on, or are they cheetahs? Cheetahs or jaguars?
I don't know.
Spotted cats on the front. Leading the king on his journey. He said it was going to be one of the best Mardi Gras, or maybe the best Mardi Gras ever. But it seems like everyone is, doesn't it, Newell?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just one builds on the other. All of these parades, they try to do something to outdo the previous year. And you know what? They are successful in doing so as well.
You know, I don't remember when ever gone to Mardi Gras and having a bad time, whether it was raining or cold or what have you.
You got to work to have a bad time at a Mardi Gras ball,
really
a supper dance, or at a parade, quite frankly. This year's Queen Zulu, Tommy's Kaylin Rainey, the granddaughter of the king. They've been longstanding members of the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club. And, you know, and as they rose through the ranks, it's a king and queen. And that Tiger Band is coming up as well, Tommy, I think right behind the float.
Well, we're going to keep it here, not going to take a break. We've got to hear that Golden Band from Tigerland again. Some great bands in this parade, some great units in the Rex Parade as well. You know, sometimes I kind of like the bands better than the floats.
You know, I love watching the bands myself as well. And you know, inside of the parades, they have band competitions, and a lot of people don't realize that, and they're judged. At different points along the parade route.
You know, here it's different because they all play for the reviewing stand, right?
Right.
But along the route, you always hope that you're in the right place where they play and you don't just hear the drums going by. Is this the queen?
No, this is the Zulu Soulful Warrior Float. This is the King's Royal Guards.
Beautiful green outfits. Feathered headdresses, Zulu, the Z in black and gold, some black tiger stripes on a white background outlined in gold glitter. So it's interesting to have people that have nets to catch the coconuts, and then the Zulu members have a little bucket-like device to hand them out because you're not supposed to throw them.
Right, right.
Although I bet there was something back in the day when they were just heave them. Like Drew Brees with a football, just let it go.
I actually have been in the audience and have seen that happen. The next float, number three, the King Zulu 2019 Bandwagon.
Did one of those coconuts hit you in the head, Newell?
According to my wife, they did.
Yeah, I would figure so.
This is the official band of King Zulu, a jazz band. And if my official list is right, Tommy, next up is going to be the LSU Tiger Band.
This lady got a casting net out here. Looks like something Don Dubuque would use. Seems to be working pretty well for you, the casting net, huh?
Yes, yes.
How you doing so far?
So far, so good.
How many?
Wow, this is actually just my second one.
Right. Well, they won't know. You know, the floats that come after this, they won't know. They can think it's your first one.
I know.
Nice job. Do you fish? Do you fish, or is that net strictly for coconuts?
Only for coconuts.
That's nuts. At least you know you're going to catch something, right? You know you're going to catch something.
Improvisation at its best.
And the lady has a beautiful smile, and that's the bait you're using, isn't it? Yeah, working out well.
I can see that beautiful smile from here, Tommy.
She does. So where's the Tiger Band?
I think they're staging them down the street. I can't see past the stands right here, but according to my official list, the Tiger Band's up next.
Well, we're going to keep it here because we certainly don't want to miss that. Matter of fact, we don't want to miss any of this.
No, not at all.
I haven't been hearing the traffic, but I wonder how Rex is doing. I presume Zulu's pretty much on time, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think Zulu got here actually early. It's 10:25 now, and we've made it through the first three or four floats of Zulu.
I think you're right. I think
waiting,
that is her.
Waiting on the queen at the present time, Kaylin Rainey, who's the granddaughter of the king.
James M. Williams, Esquire, chairman of the LSU Board of Supervisors. The vehicle is in front of us. I don't know if he is or not.
Tell James I said hello. I know James.
Yeah, I guess you do.
James was the king of Mardi Gras at the Washington, D.C. Mardi Gras ball a couple years ago.
I don't think he's in there. Let me see.
So we're anticipating and waiting, actually, I'm sorry, for the LSU Tiger Band. Got a little break in the parade here.
Noel Norman's up there. He says he knows Dr. Williams. Is he down on the route, or where is he? Dr. Williams is down on the route, or where is he?
No, he's on a fire truck.
Oh, he's on a fire truck. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you. Noel will see him. So look for him on a fire truck, Noel.
All right.
Probably wearing a cap and gown.
We're on the move again. We trying to see what's going on here, and I think this is the LSU Tiger Band approaches Gallia Hall now, Tommy.
And you know they're going to play when they get here. Be interesting to see what they play. I would think, kind of like when they go out on the field, but we'll find out. Don't think that LSU band, no, it's a high school band, right? No, it is LSU.
No, it's LSU.
Don't think they need a little green to go with those outfits today.
The flag bearers are approaching, and the Tiger Band's on their way.
Hey, Fighting Tiger, I can hear it.
Shoe band from Tigerland.
Tiger!
There you go, Tommy Taka. Tigers!
Started throwing an Alabama sucks, but, you know, Mardi Gras would be negative, you know.
Here we go, here we go. Some more music. Get chills down my spine when they play that song, Tommy.
Yep. Turning to all four corners of St. Charles as a wooden Tiger Stadium.
Absolutely. Going to a Tiger game, it's just not the same when you miss that opening act. Crowd's eating it up out here, loving the LSU Tiger Band.
Well worth the price of admission.
Tommy, I don't know, maybe 200 band members or so, big band.
It's taking a while to go by it. It's filling the street, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
And I can barely see the end of it, and half of it's passed.
Tommy, I got a special treat up here as well. Angela Hill joins us. She's here early, dressed up in her purple, green, and gold. Love it, love it, love it.
Angela, if you're going to be with Newell, run away now. Angela, can you ever remember a bad Mardi Gras?
You know, I cannot imagine one bad one, but I'll tell you. My first one with WWL Radio was rough because it was as cold as I've ever been. But people came out, the parade marched on, we had a ball.
Got the streetcar going by now, the LSU.
And Queen Zulu is approaching the stands, and we'll have that toast here in a second.
What a thrill for this young woman. But isn't it great that LSU, where she goes, was the band preceding her?
Absolutely.
What a treat.
Quite the tribute. Queen Zulu, Kaylin Rainey, Queen Zulu 2019. She's the granddaughter of the king.
She is the youngest queen ever of Zulu, 19 years old. So gracious, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Beautiful young lady. They had a great time at Lundi Gras festivities yesterday. I watched it on the news.
Your subjects who have been waiting for your presence, thank you for your beauty and your grace. We're so proud of you. May you have a beautiful reign and a glorious ride. But before we send you off and even toast you, Queen, I have to allow many others to wish you great, great success in your reign.
Hey, Kayla, this is your grandmother. I am so proud of you, Kayla. I thank God for you, Kayla. And I hope the future is bright, bright for you, Kayla. Grandmother loves you. Thank you.
Amen. There's no other love like a grandmother's love, so
that
we understand
right.
that. And as I told you at the ball, I'm not only a mayor, I'm a mother as well. And I'm telling you, you're warming all the hearts of the mothers who are here before you this morning. I also need to turn it over to our president. Where is the president? President King Alexander, let me turn it over.
Congratulations on behalf of 31,000 students back in Baton Rouge and another 20,000 all over the state. You represent us so well and represent all our students, faculty, and staff with such dignity. Congratulations, Queen.
That's King Alexander, the president of the LSU system.
And Queen, we so enjoy the LSU Marching Tigers. And we understand that it was their first time ever in the Zulu Parade. And what I said to the crowd before you arrived, that it is truly an example of the progress that we're making.
Oh.
Hail Queen Zulu!
To my queen, I have the honor of being the chairman of the board of the Zulu Associated Pleasure Club. And on behalf of the 800 men that make up this organization, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being the most spectacular queen we've ever had, with the exception of 2016, because I got to go home. But with that, hail Zulu, happy Mardi Gras, and you've made us all proud. Thank you. I've got the council president.
You know, I can't top that. Somebody said it was going to be a cold day, but you heated it up with your brilliance. All hail, Queen of the Zulu!
Council Vice President, Moreno.
You make us so proud. You look so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. What a role model you are for so many young women all throughout the city today. Just thank you for all that you do. You look so amazing, and thank you for making us so proud.
Councilmember Joseph DeRusso.
Madam Queen, thank you for this beautiful weather. Thank you for bringing the LSU bands here. Thank you for stopping at Galley Hall. Have a beautiful rain and a beautiful day.
And Councilmember Jared Brissett.
Hail Queen Zulu. You beat your grandfather's red beans and rice. Have a great day.
And listen, on behalf of all of the citizens of New Orleans, we do extend the key to the city to you. Now, Queen, please let us hear from you.
A beautiful young woman. And
happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras.
I'm so honored. I'm so blessed to have been given this opportunity to reign as Queen Zulu 2019 alongside my grandfather. I'm thankful to have LSU to support me. I'm also thankful for my alma mater, St. Catherine Drexel Prep, also marching the parade.
Woo!
I'm thankful to my mom.
Yes.
This has been a journey, and I thank you for supporting me in it and just always being there and supporting me in all of my dreams. To my grandmother, thank you. My dad, thank you for being there for me. And to the city of New Orleans, just thank you for the support and the love that you've given my grandfather and I during this Mardi Gras season. I appreciate it. Hail Zulu and happy Mardi Gras.
Hail Zulu! And happy Mardi Gras. And Princess Kelsey, you're beautiful as well. Hail Zulu!
This is a little bit out of my depth. Ermine, she's with mink.
She's got a beautiful full-length mink coat on, I guess because of the cold
weather. Angela would know. Is that ermine, Angela? Is that mink?
I think it is mink. I can't see. It's so bright.
Angela's got a closet full of them. We're going to take a break.
Not really.
Coming back, Mardi Gras coverage.
No. Stay with us.
Angela Hill. Tom Fitzmaurice in the wings.
Absolutely. That's right. We're back at Galley Hall, joined by Angela Hill and Tom Fitzmaurice. Welcome, folks.
Oh, what a parade this has been already.
Yes.
Just the part of it that I was, waiting for to get over here. The LSU band was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Fantastic
yes,
performance. We are here at Galley Hall overlooking Lafayette Square. And we've got a trio this year. Angela,
how lucky can we be, Tom? To have Newell here? Oh, my gosh. And this is his first with the radio station. It's always fun, Newell. It really is. But Tom Fitzmaurice can talk about 6 hours on Galley Hall or the food that's walked through Galley Hall or we think should go through Galley Hall.
But you know, the basic fact is I was born on Mardi Gras.
Yes.
I really was. That's not a joke, but I feel like I must be here to keep it all moving ahead, you know, and as cold a day as it is and windy and everything, I see nothing but smiling faces
yes.
all over. You can hear the audience. Everybody's going nuts. There are a million people here, no fewer than any previous parade that I've been.
No, it is packed to the rafters, and you hit it right on the head. The LSU band sort of
Ouch.
Just, oh, my gosh.
You hit me on the head.
The music was reverberating
yes.
back and forth in between the buildings. I mean, it was incredible. And it's amazing it was the first time that they've ever played
yes.
in the Zulu Parade after
Isn't
all these
that
years.
Isn't amazing, yeah. Well, they're here, and they're doing it, and here they come again. Who is this, by the way? We've moved on to the next one. You know, Zulu, year after year, gets better and better, more bands, more dance outfits, greater parade stuff. It was just, it's been terrific.
This is the Catherine Drexel Prep Band.
And you know what's great is that that's where the Queen, the beautiful, gracious Queen, now at LSU, graduated. But what I loved was her honesty. She had gone to Catholic school, and then she went to Ben Franklin.
Right.
And wasn't comfortable there, and had the guts to say, you know, this isn't the right fit, and goes to Catherine Drexel and flourishes. And that I think that takes something special in a child who's saying, oh, I was accepted at Ben Franklin, but you know what? I'm going to do better at Catherine Drexel. And now both of them, so they have LSU in front, Catherine Drexel behind her, and her glorious day.
Absolutely, and both giving a tribute to their queen,
yes,
of Zulu.
Absolutely.
And that's a nice touch as well. The crowds continue to grow, Angela. Since we got here this morning at 8 o'clock, I mean, just every 10 minutes, more and more people coming in. And as you said, packed to the rafters.
Yes, as it should be.
Yeah. If only we had a few of them in the benches, we would really be going somewhere.
This is float number 6, the Zulu Maids of 2019.
You know, it's always fun trying to figure out what these various positions are and how does it fit into the big system of Zulu and Mardi Gras in general. And you could scratch your head the whole time trying to figure all this out, but it all titles out to just lots of fun and fantastic music. And everybody you could imagine is here. From every form, every part of the living situation in Louisiana.
And I know we've said it before, I just the weather is just incredible.
Oh, you talk about just blue sky, beautiful.
I see you were smart enough to wear sunglasses. Good move.
Sunglasses, hat. I've already taken 2 layers off. I mean, it's warm enough to be a great day today.
Well, I want you to know, this wonderful man and I had a couple of really cold Mardi Gras days, and I was in charge of bringing the gloves. I called ahead and said, does anybody need gloves? And Helen, our beautiful producer, said, nope, we're peeling things off. So, but you brought your own.
I brought my own for a change, but you are so kind to do that every year.
Well, we need to be comfortable.
We do. I agree.
And here is another band coming up the road.
And who might it be? Well, they've got some unusual colors, purple, green, and gold.
They're carrying a trophy out front. There's a band competition within
yes.
the Zulu organization as well as the Rex organization, and that's always a lot of fun, too.
We will come back with more of Mardi Gras right here at the Zulu Parade on Gallier Hall. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. We are here together with Angela Hill and Newell. You know, I always forget.
Norman.
Norman. I don't know, because we're probably related. We'll be back after first, please, this.
We have been watching Zulu pass by. The magnificent king, Mr. Rainey, who is the oldest, and bless his heart, 86 years old.
Is he
heard
really?
Heard him say last night, this is the greatest day of his life.
Absolutely.
And he had apparently, President Bush had given him some sort of an award, but this was even more powerful to him. And then to have his beautiful, stunning granddaughter, 19 years old, as the youngest queen ever at LSU, LSU band leading the way for her. I mean, does it get any better?
You've hit the ballpark there. Yeah. Out of the ballpark.
And then her high school band following up behind her.
Yes. I mean, it's spectacular.
What more could you ask for?
It is going to be a beautiful parade. It's going to have, from what I understand, the theme of Disney. So we should see a lot of Disney characters.
Hmm. You know, when they were passing through and they were playing the LSU fight song, I'm always reminded that that actually came from a major piece of music that came out, and it was originally sung by Lucille Ball, of all people, and it was a song that went like this. Hey, look me over, lend me an ear, fresh out of clover, mortgaged up to here. Why not?
We're at Gallia Hall. Zulu is here. 42 floats this year in the parade.
Wow, that's big.
And a whole lot of walking groups and bands, just chock full of activities.
Have you been handed a coconut yet?
Tommy Tucker was able to procure two.
Is he going to share?
I don't know. He doesn't share well.
You know, if I had a good shot at getting one, I'd try to do it, but I'd pass it on to somebody else because I have 14 of them at home, and I don't know what to do with them.
You keep them, you treasure them,
well,
you look at them. Well,
that's all you can do. They're kind of hard to make them sit on a shelf, though. they always want to go somewhere else. Who have we here?
The float is not titled, so I'm not exactly sure.
This may be some of the officers and others, yes. Anyway, again, at Gallier Hall, we have perfection as weather. Blue sky, nice little breeze. We will not be, as Helen Santani and I say, sweating.
This is float number 8, King and Queen Zulu, family and friends.
Ah, there we go. I think that explains it all.
There you go.
That's nepotism, isn't it? No, you know, the way that the groups of people on the people passing you who are in the parade, it's very different. The selection is totally different from the way it is in other crews around town. And it's one of many ways in which Zulu is totally unique.
All right, we got to get to a break. Stay with us. Angela Hill, Tom Fitzmaurice, Newell Norman. We're covering Zulu at Gallia Hall. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.